Hi, I'm Kristen.
And I'm her little brother, William.
We're from the podcast Guide to the Unknown, where we only talk about scary stuff and have a good time doing it.
Come join the scary fun, everyone.
Wherever you get your podcasts, you'll find Guide to the Unknown.
Hi, this is Mark Whitten, co-creator of Bloody Disgustings, The Hotel, and your lobby boy. For early access to ad-free episodes, monthly bonus episodes and postcards, access to our behind-the-scenes podcast, We Made the Hotel, and to get your name in our guest book, join us on Patreon at patreon.com/thehotel. Thanks for listening. Step off the elevator and hold the door for the guest, but there is no guest. I'm alone. The halls spoke out in endless starburst tracks from the elevator doors. I do not know which way to go. I do not know. Down the hallway, directly ahead, I thought one of the doors just at the edge of the darkness. It's too far to be sure. It just barely struck the corner of my eye. Maybe if I had been looking for it, I couldn't have seen the guest try to scream for help as it closed. It was too far. Too far and too dark. But I know that's what the guests do. They scream for help, or for their mothers, or they just scream. I didn't see the guest do that just now. I saw it in my head because I've seen it so much. I know I didn't see my own face just as the door closed. It was too far away. I know it wasn't me. That's not me. I go down a different hallway, though. I even convince myself that it matters which hallway I choose. If I should be showing a guest to their room, I should be preparing. The manager should. If there is no guest, then there shouldn't be this many rooms. The doorknob jiggles at a door turning gray with smoke. If there's already a guest in the room, then I shouldn't be. The elevator is ahead of me now, at the end of this hall. I don't stop. I walk right past it down a different hallway. They all look the same, but I know which one is which, and I know where not to go now. My new hall ends at the elevator again. My new hall also has a room with a burnt door. A room filled with smoke and pounding screams.
When I get to the elevator, I pick a new hall. Every elevator with its own starburst of hallways. Endless halls. I can wander them forever without walking the same two. Each with its own rows of blank doors and columns of dark smoke oozing out the edges. More and more, the doors in the hallways are gray and black and burnt. The elevator doors are brassy and clean and scuffed. But now the guest rooms are all charred and something familiar is gushing out from the bottoms. The ceiling is soot and becomes a meaningless, shapeless void above me. I try to make myself heavier somehow. Grip the floors with my footsteps. I don't want to fall up into that void. I don't know if I'll hit the ceiling or just fall forever. I turn past the elevator again. I hesitate before I go down a new hallway. The ceiling here is just a ceiling. The carpet isn't sickly wet from whatever parts of the burning guest leaked out. It doesn't stink or sting my eyes. I only hesitate for a second. If anything was watching me, they wouldn't have noticed. They wouldn't have noticed it. I know better than to go where the hotel makes you feel safe and clean. Nothing here is safe. Nothing here is clean. I walk down my filthy hall. And when I get to the elevator, I don't hesitate when I turn a corner. Every room is burnt. Every door is bent or cracked. The walls fade away. And every step takes me closer into more darkness. The light at the end scares me so much more, though. Behind me, I hear the elevator ding and the doors slide open. I tell myself not to run. There's no point in running. But when I hear the first footfall onto the wet carpet, I run. I don't want it to get me. I don't want it to touch me. Without anywhere to go, I run. The gore-soaked carpet sucks at my feet, hobbling my pursuer. He screams at me. I don't stop. I make my turn at the elevator again, just as it dings, and the doors slide open. Someone screams again with my voice. I run faster. I want the soot-black ceiling to take me. I want to sink into the cold, bleeding carpet. I want the gray walls and nothing else. I can still hear my voice screaming. But it's not my pursuer. It's me screaming. I don't scream for help because there isn't any. I don't scream for my mother because I don't have one. I just scream. I get to the elevator and another awful starburst of hallways. But my new hallway isn't on fire. Or bleeding sick, familiar viscera into the carpet. Every door is an elevator. The void is gone. The smoke is gone. The starbursts are gone. Behind me, the elevator door dings. I run. I scream. Each elevator door I pass dings reflexively behind me, giving me another little boost of fear. At the end of this hall, there is no final elevator. At this end of this hall, there is only a burnt door and bleeding carpet. Elevator doors start to slide open just as I pass, not letting me see what's inside. The room door is getting closer. I'll have to go inside to get away. I'll have to go inside. The hotel knows. The gray smoke in the room turns black, and the door handle jiggles open just as I arrive. I don't even have to slow down. I run into the room, into the smoke and fire. Not because I know it's better than what's chasing me. It's not. But I knew before the door opened that I would be behind it, burning and screaming. And fighting to get out. I have to push the burning lobby boy back into the room so I could get in. I do. As I close the door behind me, damning myself twice, I see what was chasing me. What was filling the elevators. I see what I chose the fire over. I see me, desperately trying to follow into the burning room. I see the fear in his eyes. In my eyes. And I close the door a little faster.
The Hotel was created and produced by Travis McMaster and Mark Whitten, starring Kelly Ninaltowski as the manager, Mark Whitten as the lobby boy, Graham Rowett as the owner, and Krista Lewis. Music by Lauren Picorni, West Rodri, and special guest composer Zach Tatum Drake.
Murder in America is a true crime podcast that covers stories from all 50 states, including stories of mass shootings, serial killers, and lesser-known murders. Do you find yourself doing more research after listening to a true crime show? Well, Courtney and I used to do the same thing, and that's why we created Murder in America. Our podcast dives deep into each case. Our storytelling will make you feel like you're right there within the case with us, watching it all play out, and we do not shy away from the graphic details. If you're a fan of true crime, then listen to Murder in America on Spotify now.
Every town has its dark history. Hometown Ghost Stories is a paranormal podcast that goes town to town all across the globe, exploring the world's most haunted places, tapping into the dusty archives and the darkest corners to bring you the most terrifying stories of real people and their harrowing experiences. Hometown Ghost Stories dives into the history of haunted locations and investigates why and how these places earned their terrifying reputation. Rob, Dave, and Jesse go live every Tuesday night after an uninterrupted documentary-style breakdown on the case, followed by an open discussion with live viewers. Subscribe today to listen to Hometown Ghost Stories on your preferred podcast platform or watch the video version on YouTube and now Spotify. Head on over to the Bloody FM podcast network and check out Hometown Ghost Stories, if you're brave enough.